what's up, ladies and gentlemen? We are back again, the voices of the youths, which is the platform that emphasizes voices and perspectives of the youths. And today we've got a lady in the building. She is artist, a friend, a very good friend of mine, actually, and a real talented artist when it comes to what we're actually going to be talking about in the video. So make sure you stay tuned so that you get to also see what she does at the end of the video. There's so much in this episode because she's going to do a challenge at the end of it. So this challenge is going to be in the street. Jumping in, if you tell her, for example, to kiss anyone, the challenge. So make sure you stick to the end of the video. Ladies and gentlemen, Alumbo Wango. How are you doing, Malumbo?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm sick. I've been sick.
Money is everybody, you know? They gonna be not so good these days.
You look like you're not having any pressure.
Really?
I think drama and drama.
I feel everyone is having challenges here and there.
Anything else that you might want to say maybe to the viewers before I start asking you my questions, Bambi?
Well, don't forget to subscribe to the channel.
Yep.
And invite a friend as well to like the page. And invite a friend.
Tell your friend to tell your friend. So, guys, today we're talking about myths. Okay, three myths when it comes to painting, that's around painting. People that paint, artists, and stuff like that. So, number one, on top of your head, do you have maybe any myths that you think been bothering you about your work?
I don't think I have any myths. I don't think I have any.
How about like people maybe certain comments about your work that you feel maybe says you actually at, you know?
Yeah, there have been a few comments whereby someone doesn't understand what you have maybe drawn or painted out there.
Yeah.
It's common to have such people. But then I understand that, okay, this person doesn't understand art this way. So besides, I am the painter. So that's why I like to describe the painting as I share my artworks out there. So the people out there at least understand what I was thinking while I was painting that. So,
yeah. Get it. That's, okay. So myth number one, so there's this thing where they say anyone can paint, you get, because it's painting, obviously. So
yeah,
one might say, when you give me a brush, obviously I'll come up with something, I'll paint something. But then the question is, what separates any dreamer and jack from the professionals, you get? Like, what's the difference between the two? How do you what skills maybe that differentiates you as a profession maybe from someone like me who just participates in writing?
I think it's experience. The first of all, it's experience.
Okay.
And then you need to have that interest for you to be good at what you do. Yeah, and then it should be something that you have been doing for a while and not just get up and say, okay, I want to paint. What's making you have that idea to paint, or what's making you want to paint, and not just because you want to paint? So it's the experience, it's all the experience. Because for one to be a professional artist, meaning they have been painting for a very, very long time, and that's how they're so good compared to someone who just started maybe today or now. Yeah.
So is that all? Is it really experience?
So if
you give me a year and I will paint, they don't paint, like I can match up to.
If you have that interest, that natural interest, it should be there. Yeah, because you need to have the interest and what's actually making you pay. Not just do it for the money. Yeah, so I think it's the experience for me that what makes the difference between a professional artist and just a beginner. But yeah, anyone can paint. Anyone can paint, but just need to have that interest.
Ideas,
experience. You need to, that's what I think.
Now we have it. Experience is the key. Okay, then number two, myth number two is that painting is outdated. It's an outdated kind of art. That's what people are saying now. Yeah. They get like,
exactly.
What do you think maybe are some of the things that should get put in place to fight this mushroom? You know what I mean? That says it's outdated. Or let's say when it comes to museums, what could they do? Like, really help bring back
that,
that energy from like painting.
I feel the use of social media and not just walking into the museum just to see the artists. But a lot of people are on social media these days. Yeah. There's so many influencers on social media these days. We can make use of them to, you know, bring out these museums that are out there hidden, that we don't know about. Because there's so many museums out there, and maybe I don't even know one exists out there. So I feel the use of social media really, really well. And also holding maybe art exhibitions, not just in the museum, but also outside the museum. Maybe a known place that everyone can at least, you know, is familiar with, knows about. Not just holding the exhibitions just there in the museum. I feel that way art will be expressed more, will be known more.
I've always wanted to ask this. I mean, like, do you pay to go to the museum?
It's an entrance charge. It's an entrance fee for you to go inside. That's not free. I've never been to the museum myself yet.
Never been there.
I am planning on it should be on my to-do list this year.
You should, because I mean, imagine as an artist. Musician,
I know. I will make a plan this year.
Then the last one is painting only belongs in the museum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, is that true? Like, that's why it's just supposed to be placed.
No, I don't think it shouldn't just be in the museum. It should be everywhere.
So how do you incorporate it in like the everyday life?
So like I said, you know, it could be anywhere. It could be in your living room, it could be in your bedroom, it could be in the hallway, it could be anywhere. It's just not meant for the museum. Yeah. That's what I
think. Okay, so I mean, like, let's start with you, maybe. You have this painting in your room.
I do. I'm an artist, so obviously I'll put them up somewhere there in the living room, in my bedroom, because I want to beautify the wall. No, I don't like the wall being just plain.
Just plain.
Yeah, and I'm an artist. Why isn't my art up there on the wall? Exactly.
If you're not true.
Yeah.
Definitely. So maybe there's like people that want to, I don't know, maybe give three practical places where maybe someone can, like, apart from like bed, you know, there are any other places one can expect
in the living room.
Okay.
So you can have them in the living room. Mm-hmm. You can also have them in the, maybe in your passage, as well as the bathroom. So long as it's spacious, it's good enough to have your artwork up there on the wall, it's good enough.
Living room.
Or even your office. An office, in your office, your workplace. Yeah, it could be up anyway.
Okay, that's a good, those are good ideas, actually. So now it's a month, maybe one or two.
Definitely.
You know, at least, but you can even draw people, yeah?
Yeah, I do draw
people. This is where you get to draw someone. I'll now consume cartoon out. Look,
it will still be handsome.
Okay, all right. So, since we know that it's Youth Day, and our theme is really celebrating achievements and also, you know, the triumphs that we actually got in doing like our particular duties or if I that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
So, what challenges have you faced? As an artist, you know, what started the start from there? Like, what started the challenge too?
So for me personally, some of the challenges I have faced, reaching out to the right audience, and maybe also there's sometimes when I actually don't make a sale. Yeah, those are at least most of the top challenges.
Sales, not making sales.
Yeah, not making sales and not reaching that particular audience I want to reach. So maybe I have to wait for maybe the way I market my product, my artwork. So yeah, that as well.
And then, like, other people, like, I think almost everyone thinks everything is easy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe it could be in your area that painting is easy. I mean, like, it's a challenge for you when it comes to drawing, like, this, maybe stress.
Okay, challenges are very normal.
Yeah.
So, you find at times you're too stressed, fatigued. And then maybe you have the body aches because of maybe the way you position yourself when you're drawing, especially drawing, because it takes very long hours.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe body pains, yeah, here and there. Like, those are the challenges I will face.
So finally, what do you think makes a painting truly, truly great?
A painting truly great?
Yes. What are you striving?
I feel it starts with the artist themselves. How do you feel about your artwork, first of all? Because you are the one to value that art. So, it starts with the artist. How much they value that thing. Because every art piece is unique in its own way.
True.
Exactly. So, how you feel about your artwork, and then that's how others will also feel about your art.
So, it starts for me.
It starts with you, yes.
That's what makes a great
piece. That's what makes a great piece.
So you feed it like that, but see, I'm sure that...
Just value your work. You don't like it. Value your work. You value it, other people value it.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
And, okay, let me also throw in this one. Huh? So, just out of curiosity, yeah? So abstract is more of like this. I don't know, maybe to other people, it's something that you can't understand. Huh? Just fall in love maybe with this piece, the way you've done the coloring, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you as an artist, like, is it something that's just crystal? You get, like, you just draw things and hope maybe someone
like it.
Maybe are there any technical aspects to that? Like, my composition, or my drawing, or anything like that.
Okay, so sometimes it's just freestyle. Something you hear, you keep painting and painting and painting until you like what you see. Sometimes it's due to inspiration from other artists out there. Like what you see other artists doing, and you also want to try to see if you can get inspired through their work. So you also want to make something of your own.
Yeah.
Not exactly like theirs, but just something of your own. But usually it's freestyle. So you have this, yeah. It's
put there's yourself, like a direction. Somewhere.
Yeah, there's a direction. But usually for me when I'm painting, I'll come up with something I want to paint. Yes, I want to paint something abstract, but I want it to be meaning. So I'll keep painting and painting and painting until I like the process, until I like what I see. And from there, that's when I'll come up with a title to the same painting, a meaning to that painting. So I keep painting freestyle, whatever is in my head, till I like what I see.
And it goes back to you liking what you
like. Exactly.
Definitely someone else.
And someone else will like it.
That's it. So, yeah, we have it, ladies and gentlemen. 3 minutes that we're discussing today, we're trying to get an idea from the painter herself. Are there any maybe sites, places where people can find you, where they can find your work? You know? Before we even go there, we might forget that. Right? So there's one here. Dwaraim, yeah. The Pakia,
you can hold it.
Yeah, you can hold it. In fact, so, yeah, maybe tell us something about this art. This beautiful one.
Okay, so for this this painting, this is a bird. This is a blue macaw. But it's something I saw on the internet. I love the color and everything, the blue color it had. So I bought it and drew the bird and said painting. But the background was what I needed my own. Just something in my head. I wanted something, not the actual background the picture had, but just something in my head. And that's how.
Yeah, I can see it in the colors.
Yeah, and that's how I came up with it.
Oh. Yeah. That's great. So this is art, she's got a lot.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of them. So Katuishi, maybe thing I eat. It's like a panga scene, fantastic bed, maybe somewhere but the pacon you can see you're waking up to this. So how much would this one cost? Someone was to buy this one. How much would this one?
So for that one only costs 1,350 only.
Only. Are you sure I were only?
Mm-hmm.
only one thing, something on.
Mm-hmm. Only.
Mm-hmm. So that's cool. Why did you call me? But do you allow my tunde down? You know what tunde is? You go for the local language. So,
I'm
going to translate one. Okay, you're going to reducing the price.
I can reduce the price if the person doesn't react to me. I can reduce the price.
Mm.
I'm not a tough person.
Not a tough person. So like, what about where you want to draw a person? How much is that?
So if I want to draw a person, it depends on the size I want. So if it's A4, the 450 price. Then A3 that size is 650 kwacha. Then A2 is going for 950 kwacha. Then the last size is A1. Going for 1,200.
So there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. You saw the piece for Sarah Challenge. But before the challenge, where can people find your work? Instagram, handles, Facebook, YouTube, all those.
Okay, so you can find me on Facebook and Art by Malumbo.
Yeah.
You can also find me on Instagram at by Malumbo again.
At.
Yes, then on Twitter you can find me as Art Inspires. Then TikTok is the same, Art Inspires. Then in TikTok it's the same as well, Art by Malumbo.
At by Malumbo, you can check out more of her work. Maybe Amazed Mungwanga. She's actually done also a piece for Epo Chunga. I remember that one. Epo Chunga, the musician. Me and Mama Bosfield. You can also get yours at an affordable price, such as 399.9 only. So yeah, let's go to the challenge now. Let's otherwise. So yeah, what challenge can we give her? We're not yet anyway. So now on a challenge, it's a jump
pass. Challenge for me.
Hey, there's a challenge. You have to kiss someone.
Oh wow!
So ladies and gentlemen, let's go over there. So don't forget to subscribe, share, comment, and also, you know, give a friend also to do
like
the same.
Yeah.
So you know where we are, that person of the youth, and I am your host, Sisro. It is what it is, and will always be what it will be. Let's keep it down. That's been you.
So, do you remember when, you don't remember Frederick? At least you should have an idea.
Okay, guess.
I'll try guessing. Guesses are allowed.
But if you lose, you're giving us a deal.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Look at this. This is something that's
no way. You can look at this thing.
Okay, why don't you try? Sorry? Try. No. You guys have lost the challenge. Alright, thank you.